This is the Thursday, March 10th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Got you covered with a little NBA and college hoops on this busy, busy week in the sport of Champ Week and also NBA, but we'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes like we always do.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined with Anita Marks. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great on this Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, a lot going on. Obviously, the high-profile game is in the association with the Sixers and Nets exactly a month since their trade. This is their first game since then, and we will not have Ben Simmons, at least in uniform. He's expected to be on the sidelines. But should be an interesting atmosphere there in the city of brotherly love. As for the spread, I like the Nets catching 4.5. I just think there's too much firepower on this team. I'm probably more pro-Nets than most. And the Sixers have been great. Harden's been a perfect complement to Embiid. They've got it working. They're, you know, just everything's gone right for them. But I just think the Nets have too much firepower when you have Kyrie and KD and then all the supporting cast. And I think Drummond will do enough against Embiid. It's not as much of a dominant force against Drummond than he is against some other centers. So I got to take the Nets, and I'm getting 4.5 points.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side here. I'm just not willing to lay the 4.5. Listen, it's in Philadelphia. We know, you know, no love lost here between Harden and the Nets and how that all went down. Yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea, Doug, to have Ben Simmons on, you know, court side sitting on, like, if he's not going to play, don't even go to the game. That's my take. Like, I think it's going to be like an insane environment. I think both Embiid and Harden are going to come out like guns a-blazing. And this is a Nets team that defensively ranked 28th in the NBA as of late. They're allowing 118 points a game. They're allowing 49% shooting from the field, 37% from downtown. So I think at the end of the day, I think the 76ers win here. So I'm going to be playing a parlay with the 76ers on the money line, along with a parlay in the next game that we're going to break down at 10 o'clock. And so that's how I'm playing it. Also, in regard to prop bets, Tyrese Maxey has just been unbelievable when Harden's on the court. Three of his last five games, he scored over 17 points, and you could get that over at 17.5 right now. Also, again, I think Harden's going to go off tonight. Like, this is the game. There's only two games tonight, nationally televised. All the hype, all the excitement. So I like Harden over 35.5 points in assist. I'm going to play him to put up a triple-double at plus 320, Doug. You know, he's hit a triple-double only one of his last five games, but he's missed it by like one rebound or two rebounds here or there in three other times. Also, last but not least, on the Nets side, Seth Curry over 1.5 3-pointers. It's a lot of juice. It's minus 180. But with Harden, when he's on the court, the open looks that Curry gets with Harden and KD on the court is just ridiculous. So over 1.5 3-pointers for Curry.
Yeah, if I had to do a prop, it would be KD over, 28.5? Look, I understand he didn't get close to that against the Hornets, but they were blowing him out. He didn't have to, all that. But he's a machine. They're going to need his scoring because their defense is so bad that you alluded to. So I will expect KD to score because that's what he does better than maybe anyone in NBA history. He's that special. And I'll roll with that if I had to do a prop. So in the next game, you like the favorite as well? So you like the Warriors?
No, I don't. I think the wrong team is favored here,
so
Doug.
So you like Denver in the parlay. I apologize.
I like Denver. And that, you know, the money line is a plus 110. So if you parlay the 76ers and the Nuggets on the money line, that comes out to be about plus 226, plus 230. That's how I'm going to be playing this. Listen, right now the Nuggets are the better team. Until the Golden State Warriors get Draymond Green back, they're going to be without Payton, without Iguodala, without Porter tonight as well. Defensively, they've been struggling. This is their second game of a back-to-back. And unfortunately, Curry and Clay have not been doing well from downtown. They're only anywhere between 30 to 33% per game. And with how great Denver's been playing, and nobody in the paint that's going to be able to really contend or contest Jokic, I don't see this Golden State team winning tonight. I just don't.
Okay. You know, look, you have some, you're certainly justified. They have not been the same. TNT had the graphic the other night, I believe, or maybe it was ESPN. I forget which broadcast. Just talked about how their shooting percentages are so low, they being the Splash Brothers. I just don't trust Denver's supporting cast. And I think the Warriors, we get a good effort out of them. And just the bench has come along. So now, look, the Clippers missed everything the other night. And obviously, the Warriors looked great, snapping the five-game skid. But for the most part, I think the role players are playing solid. And I think they have more depth than Denver, as great as Jokic is. I'm gonna take Golden State here. But by no means is it like one of my favorite plays or anything silly like that. Speaking of favorite plays, we got some college hoops coming all throughout the day. Oh, you have some props though, right?
Yeah, really quick before we go to college, in regard to prop bets there, I like Poole over 15.5 points. He's put up more than 15.5 points four straight games for the Golden State Warriors. Also over 1.5 three-pointers, and he's done that in four straight as well. And then I'm going to go the triple-double with Jokic as well, and you get that at plus 120. He's had a triple-double three of his last five games.
Plus 120 for a triple-double. How funny is that?
I know, right? But it's Jokic, and let's be honest, like, who's going to be able to contest or contend with him? Nobody.
No one.
Nobody.
I mean, he just missed it the other last night, but he's been doing the previous two, and they're like 40-point triple-doubles. It's insane. He's a total beast, and there's so much to like about his game. He's defending reigning MVP for good reason. College, I like UNC minus the 3.5 here. Look, I get that it's maybe a flat spot, maybe, but it's the conference tournament, so I don't know if I buy that. Virginia just hasn't looked that great. Eked out the win in the last game. I just think UNC has the size when they want to, and then the shooting when they want to, and I love the coat. I feel like Roy Williams' teams were a little soft at times, but I love what this team is. I think the softness is gone there, so I like them, and I like Texas Tech to roll here. They're just so built for this kind of run, and they're just the better team. I'll lay the 7.5, and I liked my college plays better yesterday, but I will roll with these two. These are probably my two favorite plays for the rest of the evening. You know, later start, so people have plenty of time to download the podcast.
Fantastic.
All right. Good stuff as always, Anita. Thank you very much to everyone who download, rates, reviews, all that good stuff. And Daily Wager later today, 6 Eastern on ESPN2.